Podcast Viewfinder.
Hello, my name is Mr. R.L. Stein. Every story ever told can be broken down into three parts. The beginning, the middle, and the twist. Hey everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Adrian.
Welcome to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 31.
Yeah, man, the roaring 30s are over. What? I mean, the roaring 20s are over.
The roaring 30s are just starting. So, I'm excited about today's episode because, one, we've been eating a lot of candy, so I'm sugared up. Because Halloween just happened. So, did you guys have a good Halloween?
All right,
yes. Great.
So, well, you're actually here alone.
Let me introduce people. James, if you're just tuning in, James and I are normally on this show. We host.
Yeah, we are the people.
Adrian, my sister, is on here. Ben, he's one of our people that go to our church. So, but this is a podcast about worldview, and we want to talk about like the things around us, the things we watch, the things we listen to, things we read, all that stuff, even like the news around us, because everything pushes a worldview. And so we believe in Jesus, so we follow a biblical worldview. So, but we want to talk about those things. And so Halloween happened. And Halloween's like one of those things that people, like especially Christians, are some of them are weird about, like in the sense of like, oh, you can't do Halloween stuff.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I love candy. Of course I can do Halloween.
Our church used to have a big like Halloween outreach. It was called Trunk or Treat.
It's taking back Halloween for Jesus. That was our motto.
And so our church, and then Adrian, your church did a big Halloween thing. We cut them. Last year, we were like, we're not doing them anymore. So
yeah, that may be changing. We may be doing something else again. But
you're changing too?
They're bringing it back. What?
We did the Halloween neighborhood parties.
Oh!
What? No, man! We're such trendsetters.
I know, we did that last year. So yeah, it was like, hey, do stuff in your neighborhood. So they did that this year? You guys?
Yes, and they got a good response. About 100 average went to each party.
Yeah. 100 people went to each party?
Yeah.
And they have 3,000 parties.
That's a lot.
So that's 3
everybody.
Million people. I don't know. I mean,
3,000? I don't think you know math. Wait a minute.
I talk for a living. I don't do math.
Who needs math anyway? I don't.
So, good costumes. I was Nacho Libre this year. It was just a bought costume, though. My brother gave it to me. It was great.
I personally liked your year where you were Pac-Man.
Oh, that was made out of cardboard. My wife made those.
That was quite good.
Our first daughter was a little ghost that year.
Then you got a second daughter.
And she was a cat this year.
So, she loved it.
Adrian, you had a great costume. You and your boyfriend. What did you guys dress up as?
We were Yzma and Kronk.
So which one was Kronk and which
Emperor's
one was
Emperor's New Groove.
Emperor's New Groove. So
that's 15 years old.
It is.
I learned that today.
That movie, that's one of my favorite Disney movies. And I know people are like, that movie. But it was kind of a sleeper hit. Have you seen Emperor's New Groove?
Yeah.
Ben, what'd you think?
I loved it.
It's
right.
It's so because
it's definitely one of the still most quoted Disney movies, too.
You think?
I would say.
Why do you say that?
I feel like people quote it all the time.
I think Lion King's more quoted because I hear people around the office say, "Nah, Sabinia,
Bobby." I hear Wally a lot.
What's on the menu? Nobody says that. So wait, what are some of the quotes from Emperor's New Groove?
Pull the lever, Kronk.
Yeah, see?
Wrong lever, Kronk. Why do we even have that lever?
And when she's
don't
like,
drop the groove.
Anything about swimming and gravy? Like
squeaker, squeak, squeak, squeaking.
And he has his own theme song where he's like,
Muzzle top. You gotta talk louder.
Bad mama.
Adrian's a soft spoken one of our group. I'm a lady. All right. So I saw a commercial this week where I'm completely changing subjects. Before I do. So Halloween's interesting because I heard somebody one time say that Halloween's the only time of year where, like, if people have like heads impaled on spikes out front of their front door, you're like, oh, they're really into this spirit of the season.
Really realistic.
Yeah, because my parents, we went over to their house with our kids. And
they had heads?
Yeah. And their next door neighbors had like these like really creepy like graveyards and like skeletons coming out of the ground. And like this guy that like was like a full, it looked like a full, like it was a life-size guy with a sickle. He wasn't real. It was like a statue, but it looked real. I was waiting for him, like, because in all the America's Funniest Home Videos, the people that look like they're real, they are, and you, like, get near him, like, rah! But he didn't do that, so.
He's maybe really good.
Maybe he stood there the whole night, and then, like, the last kid, he did it, and then...
Yes, I waited so long.
I did it!
How do you know it was the last kid?
I don't know. James, it didn't happen, so... but... Because it started raining, and everybody went home. But yeah, so, what? Like, why is it acceptable to do that stuff on Halloween and not... Because if I, like, had Santa's head and, like, some elves impaled on spikes out in front of my house on Christmas, everybody would be like, ah, that guy hates Christmas. But I do that at Halloween, they're like, ah, that guy's hilarious! Because Satan killed Christmas! I don't know. So why is that acceptable this time of year?
Because it's Halloween.
It's Halloween, so... Oh,
I don't know what that means.
Because it's evil. Yeah, of course it's supposed to be okay. Like, it's the only day where the spirits come out.
Dang.
So, like, but why do, like, is that one of those things that we just accept? Like, okay, this is just...
I don't accept it. I don't do that. I do not advocate Halloween.
So do you not do anything?
Nope, I didn't. Now, other people around me might have, but myself personally...
Any Halloween movies?
Heck no. I watched San Andreas Fault. San Andreas, I mean.
San Andreas? I heard that movie has a lot of faults. Was it good?
Yeah, it was great. It's a rock.
What would you give it?
Like 7.
I talked about that on this show already.
7.0 on the Richter scale. Yeah. So, yeah, you liked it. Yeah, you did talk about that movie. I checked it out from the library, but I never watched it. I did watch Pixels this week.
Yeah,
I did. Okay, again, we're going to... The movies and shows we talk about on this, we don't recommend. So check them out. You can go to Plugged In and look at content reviews and stuff.
I recommend some.
Well, yeah, sometimes we'll say, yeah, this was a good movie. You should watch it. But for the most part, if we talk about something, just because we've seen it doesn't mean we're saying, oh, that's... Like, content-wise, it's okay.
Yeah.
We just talk about some of the worldview stuff that happens in there. Ben, did you watch any scary movies Halloween?
No, I watched football.
Football. There's
no
football.
I had 2 trick-or-treaters the whole day.
You what?
I had 2 people come to my house.
That's it?
So,
James, you didn't pass out candy or anything?
No, I was in Purdue. Oh, I just watched a lot of drunk college students walk around.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were. They almost fell in the street. But they were barriers. So the barriers protected them.
So they set up barriers so drunk people don't fall in the street?
Yeah, they do. That's in the town. They set up barriers because they know that drunk students would just be walking along and fall. And there was
somebody place. Fell over in the room next door. There's like that worldview on, like, getting drunk on Halloween. Like, I mean, why people think that that's the thing.
Oh, look at all the pictures that people posted online on Facebook. It's crazy. Like, hey, look at me. I'm this person. And you can totally tell they're wasted.
Like, but just by the picture?
But I think that's any, like, party thing. I feel like 4th of July. Another reason.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Just reasons.
Cinco de Mayo.
Christmas,
New Year's,
Monday.
Well, and that, like, because that's a worldview that people have. Like, oh, this is a holiday, so that means I can drink more, or like a party. I'm not having a good time.
Be more promiscuous with other people. Hey, you're looking nice.
Yeah. So it's
Mr. Hatchet Man.
What? So yeah, but. Don't do that. We're not advocating that. But, like, that's a worldview that people have. Like, oh, this is what a good time seems like and looks like. Actually, I listened to a podcast this week about a church in Hollywood. And he was talking about, or in L.A. Is that Hollywood? Is that the same thing? I don't know.
How are you in charge?
I don't know, California. Yeah. But they're talking about, like, how they reach people in that area. And he said one of the things they do is they throw parties. And he said, in our culture, like, a good party has these elements. There's always great music. There's great food. There's kind of this exclusivity. Like, it's kind of like, oh, you knew somebody, so you got invited to the party. And then there's alcohol.
Yeah.
And it was funny because it's a church that does it, but I'm like, okay. And the church, like, pays for it all. So I'm like, okay, am I okay with that? Like,
Jesus drank. There are lots of parties Jesus went to.
Yeah, they serve alcohol. Yeah, but did Jesus throw a party? Did Jesus say, hey, we're going to have a party, I'm going to bring out the alcohol?
He did turn water to wine.
He's like, you know what? There's not enough, guys. Let's do this.
I know. He came to party. He's like, who threw this party?
Because it's late. He shows right there what happens when you don't have alcohol at a party. He's like, obviously it doesn't work, guys.
Bring me some water that people wash their hands in, and we're going to turn that puppy up. I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure you just endorsed alcohol.
I did not. Follow the laws of your land. So, but no, because when I think about that, because I had to go back to that, because, like, when Jesus hung out at parties where there was drinking and stuff, I don't know. The Bible never really talks about if Jesus drank or not, but I'm pretty sure he did. He takes the wine at the Last Supper of the communion. He's like,
drank his own blood.
Yeah, this is my blood poured out for you. Like, drink it in remembrance of me. He's like, I'm not going to drink any of it because of Jesus, but...
you guys can.
Yeah, so...
Well, the mission organization I worked for in Ireland, we were not allowed to drink because Christians were not associated with
alcohol.
Because in Ireland, they have a very high alcoholism problem. But I found out that this year, they just said that it is okay. They've changed the rule because...
Oh, they gave in.
No.
Worldview.
Because that is where to reach people the most is in pubs.
Sin.
Yeah, but you can go to a pub and not drink alcohol.
Yeah,
well, just get colored juice.
We weren't even allowed to go into pubs.
Okay.
But now it's okay. It's okay to have a drink with people.
See, and that's in the moderation of it. So, like, if people at Purdue are like setting up barriers so people don't fall in the streets, like,
you don't want the students to die.
Yeah. So that's crazy. They always set them up for that.
Yes, they set them up for all the holidays. There's some big party weekends that they'll set them up.
Okay, and so student, if you're listening. Just because, like, that's the thing with college. Yeah, that's a worldview, that you go to college, you party and get drunk all the time. Like, that doesn't have to be. Like, that's a worldview that people have it doesn't mean you're missing out on the college experience. I didn't do that in college. Like, that wasn't something I'm like, oh, yeah, we gotta do that. I don't know.
I just look at it, what's the point? I don't know. If that's the end of the day, if just trying to get pleasure out of it's the point, then go for it. But there's more meaning to my life than that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, speaking of Halloween and scary stuff, our Florida foibles.
That's right.
Is about is something great. Scary. I know.
Do you think we're alone in the universe?
I don't think so.
I mean, you love, like, Signs.
I did love the movie Signs.
It's probably real.
Okay. So, James, what happened in Florida this...
Well, Florida, it has the... Florida nearly tops the UFO sightings list. It nearly comes in number one, right? People in Florida are seeing extraterrestrials.
It's only second to California. So yeah. Florida sees second highest state of UFO sightings.
Yeah, with 58. Here's what one guy says. Charles Ellison, who lives outside of Jacksonville, he says to the paper, "If I was a betting man, I would say that it was something that's not of this world."
Ooh.
Ooh.
So.
I'm glad he thinks it's, you know, usually, I know it's unidentified flying objects, but yeah, of course it's going to be out of this world.
So there are 58 reports of UFO sightings in Florida in September.
Yes.
And the National UFO Reporting Center says 5,385 sightings happened in the same month. So, okay.
Crazy.
So if 5,385 people are calling in and saying there's UFOs.
Yeah.
Are they crazy or what? Like, what's the explanation?
How does this thing even get established? A National UFO Reporting Center?
Yeah, because
who works at that job? That you do, huh?
Okay, there's certain jobs I want in my life. That's one of them. Like, I want to work.
What does that look like?
Hey, what do you do for a living? Well, people call me and tell me when they see.
Oh, yeah, UFO. Man, I realize you saw that sort of shape one.
Do you follow up? Is there a follow up? Is there like a like, you're at the reporting center, so Adrian, if you worked for me, I'd be like, okay, go check it out. Like, what would your job be at the UFO reporting center?
If I had a job there, what would it be?
Like, if you...
It'd probably fly away by the time I got there.
Yeah, but when you go, like, interview the people? Like, what's the point of the studio, right? Like, or the studio, whatever, the reporting center?
Maybe they can check satellite feeds and all that kind of stuff and figure it out.
Right. Maybe.
What I'm thinking is that there's a whole bunch of young kids who have, like, drones and stuff now, and then there's a whole bunch of old people in Florida who are like, UFO, when it flies over their head.
Oh, I bet that's it.
I'm just going to this She's website, right?
Ben, UFOs, real or not?
I would say no. They have zero comments, so obviously nobody's wanting to chime in on this.
There we go.
What?
Dedicated, the National UFO Reporting Center is dedicated to the collection and dissemination of objective UFO data.
Oh.
Objective UFO data.
And they have a cool website.
So UFO doesn't necessarily mean aliens, right? It's unidentified flying object. So it could be a drone, because they didn't identify the object. It could be one of those light-up Frisbees. it could be E.T.'s mother coming to find him and bring him home. So, I don't know. I'm always up in the air on this subject because I'm like, all right, if there are aliens out there, if there's other races on other planets, then they still have a sin problem and they need Jesus. So, did Jesus have to go to their planet and die, or did he die for the whole galaxy? And it's just in there. What? Yeah, I know, right?
Honestly, look, I'm looking at a picture right now. That's a UFO, right?
Oh, gosh.
I'm
crazy.
Scared.
I believe. The picture is a dark night, and there's like a...
There's probably 20 lights.
In a circle.
Yeah, in a circle.
That's a believer.
I would be a believer.
That's crazy.
Look, that's definitely...
I don't think we can limit God to this planet.
Oh.
Well, obviously... Because he made all the planets, right?
Yeah, but who's to say he has to die for other places?
Is there intelligent life on other planets? I don't think you're going to find anything like humanity on another planet. But you could find created things like animals on other planets. Why not?
All I can think of is the Space Trilogy.
C.S. Lewis. I was thinking of Creature Tech by Doug TenApple. So.
Or what about The Wrinkle in Time?
Oh, the Tesseract. I love a good Wrinkle in Time story. I've only read the first one. But and I only read Prelandria. What's the first of the Space Trilogy with C.S. Lewis? Out of the Silent Planet.
Yeah.
So Creature Tech, it's a comic book or a graphic novel by a guy named Doug TenApple. But if you haven't ever looked up Doug TenApple stuff, you should look him up. So he's the guy who did Earthworm Jim. He also is now on Netflix. They're bringing back VeggieTales. VeggieTales, what is it? Out of the house or in the kitchen or something? So
there you go, guys.
Oh, man.
That is Photoshop.
James just showed us a clearly Photoshop picture of a UFO. It looks like a baby bassinet. They put metal on the side of it. But Doug TenApple does... So he's a Christian. He's now doing the VeggieTales stuff on Netflix, the Netflix original VeggieTales. And so he wrote a book called Creature Tech, but it was about like this guy wrestling with... the Shroud of Turin. It was really cool. So I think it was called Creature Tech. I could be the wrong one. I don't know. But all right. So what they should do in Florida, though, is since the bear hunting season is over, they should now allow people to hunt UFOs. Because if there's that many of them, if there's like an overrun UFO population,
a problem, and they should probably do something about it.
What if all the old people that are there are really aliens, just pretending to be old people, and they're slowly taking over Florida? Which they're going to take over America eventually.
Well, I did hear there's not enough doctors in Florida, so we couldn't verify if the old people are or are not.
Aliens.
Doctors are disappearing down there.
Oh!
So if doctors...
You have to
go to the doctor when you get older, and so they're
So the aliens are disguising themselves as old people, killing off doctors, slowly taking over Florida.
Yeah.
I bet part of the bear population is aliens. It's crazy.
Probably.
Everyone that works at Disney World and Universal.
Oh, man.
Well, we just found it out. You know what? The government's going to come knocking on your door.
Yes. If this podcast doesn't air, you'll know that conspiracy.
Basically.
We were right.
That happened before it aired? I don't know.
But if you're listening to this podcast, then these things may or may not be true.
And if we disappeared, for sure, true.
All right. Yeah. If I'm not here next week. All right. Hey, you know what time it is? Ghost of Culture. It's time for Pop Ghost of Culture.
Man, this is a good week.
All right. Adrian, you saw a movie this week that had to do with Halloween, your scary movie. What'd you see?
I saw Goosebumps.
Woohoo!
It was
number one
at
the box office when it came out. It was no longer number one.
It should have been number one.
It was when it came out.
I know. It was worth it. It was good.
Maybe I'm worth it. Okay. All right, so why was it good?
I didn't know. I've never actually read any Goosebumps books except for the Choose Your Own Adventure ones.
Wait, what about the Nickelodeon show? Did you watch that?
No, we weren't allowed to.
Oh, that's right. We weren't allowed to.
So, I...
Thanks, Mom.
Not knowing much about Goosebumps except the covers, because I remember seeing the covers in, like, the book boxes in the back of the classroom and being like, oh, I can't touch that or whatever.
That's evil on it.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it. The books exist in the movie, so they refer to them a lot.
Okay.
It makes fun of itself. I think if I had read them, I would have enjoyed it more because there's a lot of references.
To the books?
To the books. And a lot of hidden stuff, I think. Like Easter eggs for people who
read the books.
Yeah. But that being said, I love Jack Black. I love the cast was a lot funnier than I was expecting.
And the main guy.
Yeah, the main kid. He's from Evansville.
That's where we live, hometown. What?
Yeah.
Man, famous people all around us.
Did you guys ever read the Goosebumps books, Ben or James?
I wasn't allowed to.
Yeah.
Snatch told me it was evil.
Yeah.
It still is.
Because Arlstein wrote Fear Street, I think, first. And Fear Street were the, like, more adult ones. I mean, they were, like, still teenage books. But, like, the Goosebumps were kind of, like, for the tweens. The tweenagers. So it was good. What worldview did it push? Did it talk about... Or, like... So,
it had a clear one, actually.
Okay. Well, our opening quote was from Goosebumps.
Yeah.
So, was there a twist at the end of the movie?
Nope.
Yes.
Oh, what? Okay.
What?
The beginning, the middle, and the twist. That's what R.L. Stein. Okay.
That's how he ended all his books, so then naturally the movie had to.
Okay.
End that way.
All right.
So, it was about R.L. Stein. So, the author was Jack Black. And he had created all of these characters in his books because he was made fun of at school and didn't have any friends. So he created his own friends to, like, terrorize kids. So he was
Is
like,
that true of the real author?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe.
So Frank Peretti is another author that wrote some scary books, but I think he was bullied as a kid because I think he had, like, a bad speech impediment. Or something, like he had something with his tongue, and so I think he got made fun of a lot, and so he wrote kind of scary books from that.
Yeah.
So R.L. Stein, we don't know if that's true or not, but in the movie, he talked about how bullying was bad, but something good came out of it.
Well, no, because he created all these monsters, and then they get loose.
Oh, wait, but in that world, do people read those books?
People have read them, yeah, but he has the original collection, the original manuscript.
And they have all the monsters locked inside of them?
Yes.
Okay. So he's got them to unleash on the world. They do get unleashed on the world, but then he's like, I shouldn't have done that.
He doesn't. No, it happens by accident.
Right.
The meddling kids.
Oh, of course. Meddling kids. That's another movie.
Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
We watched several episodes of Scooby-Doo this weekend. I checked them out from the library. Because Quincy, my daughter, is 4. She's like at that age where she likes scary stuff. But
really?
We don't... It's weird.
That is weird. What is wrong with your child?
She wants scary stuff. So I'm like, all right, what do you want to watch? And so, like, she wanted to watch Nightmare Before Christmas. I was like, how do you even know about that show?
What,
like,
in the world?
You can't watch that yet. So we watched some Scooby-Doo episodes. So... because they're kind of scary, but they're at the end, it's always the gardener or somebody.
It's always the person who hires them to investigate.
Well, I'm watching season 1, and people don't hire them. They're like, hey, look at that amusement park. The lights came on. Let's go check it out. Like, you can't just walk into an amusement park.
Obviously.
So that one didn't make much sense, because they ordered, like, food at a place, and food showed up. They didn't question it.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
Don't eat food that just randomly shows up that you order from a ghost. So, all right, what's coming out this weekend?
Oh, that James Bond, right? James Bond.
I don't know what that was.
It was. It's a theme song.
Yeah, obviously you're not a fan. It's not Adele.
Did you like GoldenEye?
I didn't know. I knew what it was. It just wasn't. I wasn't expecting James to just go crazy. What are you doing?
Adele.
Okay, so the new movie, Spectre.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Comes out. Doesn't it take place, like, right after the last one?
It's supposed to, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited. It's already come out overseas. It did really good overseas.
It has.
It beat a record?
Yeah.
It beat
a record.
It beat Furious 7? I think that's
no,
a
record. No, it didn't. What? No way, know. Really?
I don't know.
Adrian's
looking up a record that was beaten. Number one at the box office this week was The Martian again. Like, it's still staying strong. Which, it beat out the new Tom Hanks movie, which surprised me.
Yeah.
Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
Steve Jobs.
Well, here we go.
Steve Bridges Jobs.
Okay, here's
it
the
It went
record.
On and set a record for a single day gross on Tuesday with $9.2 million and Wednesday with $8.9 million.
Huh.
Ah, single day gross.
Well, it came out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
What else is out on Tuesday that people are going to watch? Except Spectre. But that was worldwide, so it opens this Friday, right?
I'm excited. I might go see that now.
I can't even tell you.
Yours is terrible.
That was worse.
Yeah, that's why you're a drummer.
That clap's going to be really loud of the thing. Yeah. Okay. All right, so another record-breaking thing happened this week.
Yeah.
James, who broke a record this week?
How to let you settle down, you were found alone.
No, please stop.
James broke a record with the worst
thing on the podcast. He's breaking our microphone.
Broke my eardrum. Okay, so Adele.
She released Hello.
It's a new single.
A new song that has broken records. Sold over 1 million downloads in a week.
Wait, what?
What?
So Adele's Hello blasted into Billboard Hot 100, dated November 14th. Why is it dated November 14th?
That's when it's actually going to come out. So we're like in the future.
Yeah, so it's debuting at number one.
Wow, that's weird. We got a message from the future, guys.
Hey, guys!
Her whole album, she just released one song.
Yeah, but the Hot 100 is songs.
That's the album release.
Yeah.
So... this is
we have
only...
no idea what we're talking about right now.
I know. Oh, well, because I looked it up and I didn't realize that. So
check it out on iTunes.
So this is
the number one.
It sold. So the record that it broke. How many did it sell?
Over 1 million.
1 million downloads. 1.1 million downloads sold in 1 week. So that's the highest number of things ever. So I.
Isn't that crazy? You didn't know Adele was that popular, did you?
I didn't.
Take that, Taylor Swift.
Take that, Swiftie. Just kidding. Taylor Swift listens to our shows. Taylor, we're sorry.
Well, we don't want you to keep on going down the path you're going.
Yeah. Taylor, turn it around.
She dressed up as Olaf for Halloween.
What?
It's coming out November 20th.
Taylor Swift dressed up as Olaf. She's back in our good graces.
Really?
Okay. Adele also listens to Adele, good job. Thanks for writing this good song. So here are some of the lyrics from it. Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Because that time heals all wounds.
So you have to do something.
True
or
false statement.
You can't just let time pass. And expect to be healed. What are you doing proactively to be healed?
Yeah, and this song actually has a good message. I don't see any swears in it, and it's like just kind of about her trying to repair a relationship that probably didn't end so well. She said, "Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California, dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet." So she's saying there's distance between them, there's time between them, but it still hasn't healed.
Yeah.
And she's trying to, like, figure out maybe what happened. Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I've tried to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart, but it doesn't matter. It clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore. So it sounds like he's got over her, but she hasn't got over him.
Yeah, that happens. I mean, that's her risk of dating.
I think it implies that she did stuff wrong.
She did stuff wrong. So.
And so he's moved on and she's regretting that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
if you hear noise, it's Ben. He's getting a different chair out. He's about to get low. And his sound's going to be off.
Now we can't even hear you anymore.
If he talks again.
So.
Ben, I guess, say something.
You never know.
Yeah, it's just an interesting.
Is this song on James Bond? Maybe that's why it debuted so high. Because, you know, James Bond released.
And, well, she did the last James Bond song,
she
right?
Did.
Or one of them.
She did the last one. Which one?
She
was
did Skyfall.
That? Sky.
Quantum of
Skyfall.
James, don't ever try it for Broadway.
It's the Quantum of Solace. What does that mean? That was the But yeah, so it's interesting that. I hope it replaces The Hills because that song is awful.
Whoa,
Ben's shrugging. Ben, do you like The Hills?
I love that song.
Okay, what worldview does The Hills talk about?
I don't know. I've only heard it a couple times.
Oh,
is that
yeah.
the one with The Hills Have Eyes and it's...
What? Do they?
I don't know.
It's
basically about him doing a lot of things with girls that...
Oh, well, then probably not the song I'm thinking of.
Yeah, well, I hope not.
Probably. How did we let him on?
For your girlfriend. But that's the thing with...
It's by The Weeknd?
Yeah.
With pop culture.
That is a song.
No,
oh, man.
Okay,
we're
so,
about to experience an intervention.
Oh, it is a song.
I'll tell you one.
I just like the little chorus part.
Oh,
it sounds cool.
Okay, yeah. All right. I'll confess, too, because there's a new song on the radio called Downtown by Macklemore.
I love that song.
Okay. But I've only... Okay, I've heard, like, the chorus and some of the lyrics, and I know that it's probably not an appropriate song. No. I haven't read through the lyrics, but it's Macklemore.
Yeah, it's Macklemore.
Here's what I don't.
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's a Doppelganger.
So here's what I don't like. Oh yeah, Ben does look like Macklemore.
Yeah, I mean, guys, if you wondered what he looked like,
that's what Ben went for Halloween. He was Macklemore.
Hi guys, I'm Macklemore.
That's why he got stacks of money instead of candy.
Monopoly money.
So. Monopoly money. But yeah, the downtown song like is catchy. That's what my stupid secular music. No, because it's like really catchy stuff.
It is.
And really well put together. And then we have like, how great. No, I'm just kidding. I like that song. But wow. Yeah, but like, when you look at like Christian music versus like what the pop world is doing. Like, it doesn't even compare, and that's what frustrates me.
Yeah, that's okay, because they're sinners, and we're not. Well, and they're all going to hell.
Yeah, but that church that I talked about earlier...
You're a sinner.
So the church I talked about earlier that said they have those parties in L.A. that, like, they have drinking out. So he said he was inviting a guy to the church, a friend in church, and the friend was like, look, I'm never going to come to your church. Just don't ask me anymore. I'm going to save you your time. And he said, why won't you ever come? He said, because I already know what I'm going to get when I get there. I already know what... He's like, what are you going to get? He said, I'm going to get mediocrity and irrelevance.
Ooh.
And he said, I know that, and so you can quit asking me. And so the guy was like, if he came, would he get that? He's like, we started like to change what we did because he's like, they want excellence and not just relevancy, but innovation. And I like that because he's like, what are we doing to innovate and to be above the cutting edge and to be like, not just relevant, but innovating in the world around us. And so I thought it was an interesting topic. I may not agree with all the things that he said, but I was like, okay, it's interesting. I still don't know what I think about having church parties where they're drinking. I'm still like on the fence of that one. Well, because we have some recovery here at our church, and I've seen like the effects of alcohol on like people's lives and families and stuff. And you're like, do we want to encourage that? But at the same time, like we said about in Ireland, like, is it going to reach people? And so,
well, it's not like the organization is providing alcohol, though.
Right.
And that's the problem is when you have alcoholics come to your church and you say, well, here's alcohol.
Yeah.
You're not helping. And you don't know who's going to walk in your building that's struggling with that.
Right. So, I don't know. That's a tough thing. But Adele, she wrote a song.
Hello.
And so why do you think the song connects with people? Why do you think people are like, I am so excited about this?
Because it's Adele.
Yeah, that's it.
Is Adele?
Yeah, it is.
Do you think the content of the song matters or not?
I mean, it's
not
catchy.
Not with Adele. I don't know. I don't personally think it sounds too much different than the rest of her music.
Okay. So it's kind of, she's keeping it safe.
Yeah.
Playing it safe. Keeping
she's classy.
Adele.
She's like Michael Bublé. You won't find him putting out terrible stuff.
Do you have to say his name with an accent when you say it?
You don't say it?
Michael Bublé.
Do you say Michael Bubble?
Michael Bublé.
Michael Bubble.
It's not Michael Bublé. You're like Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé.
Okay, speaking of famous people that do things. All right, so I saw this commercial this past week. It's Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
And in the commercial, she wakes up. She's in a bathrobe. She has like a little washy thingy. I don't know. It's like a sponge scrubber. On a stick. Yeah, scrubber. That's a better word for it than sponge on a stick. Soap on a rope. So she's walking around this airplane, and she goes back to like the cabin area, and she's like, where's the shower? And the lady's like, there's no showers on this plane. She's like, yeah, it was it was next to the bar, I thought. And they're like, there's no bar on this plane. And Jennifer Aniston's like, but all Emirates flights have bars and showers on them. And they're like, there's a guy like eating one of those meals. It was actually really funny. Like, he's got that little round plastic thing with the foil peeled back. He's like eating it from it. And he's like, this isn't an Emirates flight. And she's like, oh no. And like trips and falls. And she like wakes up. And she's like laying down
in this bed.
She's got a bed with an iPad like propped up in this charger thing next to the airplane window. And she gets up. She walks over to the bar and she's like, I just had a nightmare that I was on a plane that didn't have a shower and a bar. And I'm like, wait a second. You're telling me that Jennifer Aniston flies on a plane and takes a shower in an airplane?
Yeah, I'm like, of course she does. Obviously, you are living a sheltered world.
Oh my gosh.
We need to call our sources because I am pretty sure that our brother does this.
What? Flies on planes with showers?
Yeah, and beds and bars and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, I could see him doing that. But he's not Jennifer Aniston. That's the thing. It's Jennifer Aniston. Like, she's an actress that, like, probably has a lot more money than our brother.
She probably has her own plane.
Yeah. So you think we should...
She could probably, like, why wouldn't she shower on a plane if she could?
Because it's a gross plane! Yeah, like, where's the water coming from? Like, oh, yeah, it's like the old flush water. Like, why is this water so blue? Wait, okay. So if you're telling me that you were on a plane... I've flown on a plane to China. It's a long flight. But you were telling me you would go shower on a plane.
Yes.
I mean, I would probably never afford it.
Wait, you have to pay to shower on the plane?
Probably.
Yeah, you gotta pay, like, for the class.
A shower next to the bathroom.
There's no way she got that bed without paying for it, alright? That's right, a lot
that's
of space.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably set up for, like, elite people to shower on a plane.
I'd do the bed on a plane, heck yeah. 12 hours flight?
Right.
So this worldview is saying, if you're rich enough, you can have whatever you want. You can have a shower on a plane and a bed and there's a bar. So is this just first class? I imagine...
Guarantee you,
the
yes.
bed, yes. The bed for sure. Like, can you get up to the bar if you're not in first class? Could you go up to the bar?
I don't know. I've never ridden in these planes, but...
I know. Okay.
And I never will.
Well, if you have to go straight to a meeting, and a lot of people have business, if you have to go straight to a meeting and you've had, like, a 12-hour, 14-hour flight...
Sorry.
Okay.
Refreshed?
Yeah. So, okay, if you're on a flight and you absolutely, like, as soon as you get off the plane, you know you're gonna go and, like, go to a business meeting or something. I can understand that. I get that.
Wait a minute. Okay. All right. In defense of all this, have you ever gone to a truck stop and they have the showers?
Yes.
There you go. Would you ever use one of those?
No.
They clean the same thing. Say, hey, shower's ready. You know, I've walked into those places. I'm like, man, I bet this is probably a nice shower. It's private. You don't have to worry. They probably have a public one, too, but you don't want to use that one.
How do you know? Have you checked them out?
What do you think?
James is like, I want to go to a public truck stop.
So
you're saying it's the same. What?
What about a bus?
Oh, okay.
What about a bus?
Bus shower? No. Because, it's a moving vehicle. Like it's hard enough to go in the restroom in an airplane. Why wouldn't you shower?
Why wouldn't you?
Because it's the same reason I don't go to our mall here and get in that weird little machine that has, like, the water massager on my back.
What? What is that? I've never seen that machine.
Awesome. Because it's one of
the hydro massage.
The hydro massage. Where you, like, lay down and there's, like, a water sprayer.
Well, yeah, anybody can go to that. This is first class, people.
Okay, if it was, like, me and I'm, like, on a plane, I'm not going to shower.
And you're like,
plane.
You know what?
Okay, it doesn't
matter. Brad Pitt, he used that shower. I'm okay with that. If it's good enough for Brad Pitt, it's good enough for me.
I bet you Jennifer Aniston has never showered on a plane. I bet that commercial
is a lie. There's no way.
I think so.
I don't think so.
Hollywood wouldn't lie.
Okay. We'll end with this. I want to start, like, going over some fallacies of thinking.
Okay.
Because with that, like, I learned these in high school. Some of these. But these are kind of things that, like, especially when you're talking about worldview, and because you have arguments about stuff. And so a lot of times people will throw things into the argument that's
a logical fallacy.
That's a fallacy. And what that means
is like a hydro massage being compared to a shower airplane.
Yes. Oh, that's good. That was, let's see, which one was that? I don't know.
Good luck with that.
Non sequitur.
The non sequitur, was that it? Maybe. Does not follow. In a general sense, any argument which fails to establish a connection between the premises and the conclusion may be called a non sequitur. In practice, however, the label non sequitur tends to be reserved for arguments in which irrelevant reasons are offered to support a claim. So I wore a red shirt as an example when I took the test, so that's probably why I did so well on the test.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so I don't like the shower thing.
So if I'm saying...
It doesn't follow. You're like... I'm not going to take a shower on an airplane because I don't like hydro massages.
Oh, no, that, I like that. That okay. But there's probably a mentality behind it. You're saying
there's
public.
There's a comparison of, okay, this thing. Public, like, when breathing. I look at that massage thing, like if I saw a commercial for that massage thing, I'd be like, oh, that looks really nice.
Yeah.
But when I go to Evansville's Eastland Mall and I see, like, some weirdo in the massage thing. dang, I'm gonna get her like thrown out, but I don't care. But I see like five people like they're gonna write in. You can write in to podcastviewfinder@gmail.com and tell us, would you use a shower on an airplane, or would you rather use the massage? What's it called? The hydro massage at the mall. If you had a choice.
What about the foot massage?
Yeah, because, okay, here's what one of my friends said. He said, my friend Chad, he's like, he went to the mall in Nashville, which is a lot, like, upscale, nice mall. And he did the water massage thing there. He's like, it was great. He's like, but I would never do it at our mall because it doesn't have that same feel to it. So I guess here's what I'm picturing when I picture a shower on an airplane. I'm picturing the same size bathroom stall as, like, the toilet. And I get in this like tiny little thing. Where's the water go? Like I imagine I'm gonna open the door and just water like going down the aisles of the airplane.
It's kind of great. Now the question is, do they limit your amount of water? Because what happens if they run out of water? They're like, you know what? You get 2 minutes.
Oh, that's a good question. Because what if Jennifer Aniston's like, I want to take a 40-minute shower.
That's a lot of water. I mean, you're on a plane. It's not like you can get more water.
Well, the more you shower, the faster the plane goes. It recycles it. I can't have recycled shower water.
It's Emirates.
Why is the shower water all hairy? Okay.
Anyway.
So it does not follow. So I used a non sequitur. So I was comparing two things that aren't comparable. Right? Is that what a non sequitur is? I don't know. I think there's another one, but maybe that's right. So yeah, so it doesn't really follow, but it's kind of like, all right, I'm comparing these things, and I'm acting like they make sense. So look up fallacies of thinking, because people use those a lot. They'll make an argument about something, and it sounds appealing. It sounds like, oh, that's a good argument, but really they're setting up. It's a fallacy. It's not a good argument because they're not sticking to the subject or whatever. So. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, I saw Pixels this week. I want to talk about it. I forgot about it.
We came back and
ran. It's a red herring. Non sequitur. It doesn't follow what I was previously talking about. But so I liked Pixels. It's a video game movie. It's PG-13, but content-wise, there's a few bad words.
Yeah.
And there's a few innuendos.
Ooh.
But for the most part, like for an Adam Sandler movie, it was very clean. Like that judgment.
For an Adam Sandler movie.
But it's also like it's a throwback to old school video games, which I liked. But it was interesting because Adam Sandler says he memorized the pattern. So like he played Galaga and Pac-Man, all those games, and he knows the pattern. And then this kid is playing, I think he's playing The Last of Us, and he's like, this game... He's like, there's no patterns. Adam Sandler's like, there's no patterns. How do you play this game? And he's like, I pretend I'm the character, and I'm just fighting to stay alive. And so I thought, like, it was just an interesting because back in the day, that's what video games were, right? Like, you just play, there's a little pattern and this stuff.
Yeah.
But now, like, with the more immersive worlds and stuff that people get into, and that's going to be more immersive. Virtual reality is coming out next year for Facebook's making one.
There we go.
Now you can watch cat videos of your grandma right there, like, he's in the what Apple's making virtual reality?
Probably.
It's called iReality.
iReality.
And then we're patenting it here first. iReality. Put a copyright on that. But it's this idea of immersion into a world of like I'm lost in this world. Skyrim was a game like that. The Grand Theft Auto games, like you can go.
Yeah, you are a terrible person.
You can sin all you want in there. So. Adrian.
Get it out in the fake life so you can do it in don't have to worry about it in the real life, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what, like Ocarina of Time, right? That's one. Is that your favorite game of all time?
Yeah.
Ocarina of Time is the best game. So, of all time. You heard it here.
Heard it here first.
That's the game, like, the reason that game was so great is because it took this world that I knew from Zelda and made it into this 3D world that I could go ride a horse around in. I could go visit people, talk to people. Like, I'm lost in this world. And it's not about these patterns of, okay, I got to do this in this order. It's I'm free to ride a horse and go back in time.
Why are we still here? Why are we not out playing video games?
I know. I'm going to go play Destiny. That game is fantastic. Ben, if you could play one video game right now, what would it be?
Probably Mario.
Gosh.
It's classic.
Why are you on this show? I was kidding. Which Mario? The regular Super Mario Brothers for the NES?
Yeah.
That is a good game. I'm just kidding.
Well,
that's a great game.
Did you hear Nintendo's releasing their first...
mobile?
Like, app game.
Yeah.
And they're not doing Mario yet.
What are they doing?
Terrible, though.
What is it?
They're testing it before they release Mario.
It's like a new thing.
So, Nintendo's getting into mobile marketing, which would be crazy.
I'd love to have a Game Boy type feature on my phone.
They kill your battery life.
Oh, battery life. There's a thing called charging it, James. So, anything else? Any closing thoughts, comments? Anybody do anything cool in their life?
Wait, what about Adrian's video game?
Adrian, what video game would you play right now if you could play a game?
If they came out with Portal 3, I would want to play that.
Ooh, Portal 3. So you play Portal 2. I never played the multiplayer in Portals, but
that's
Portal
the
2.
Best.
I know.
Listen out.
So Portal 2 multiplayer?
Yeah.
I think I played a little bit of it. It is good. Portal 2 is an amazing game. James, what game would you play? Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Yeah, right? No. I would totally play that. But it doesn't exist.
What real game would you play?
Right now?
Not one you're going to make up.
Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2? What about Halo 5? Halo 5 just came out this week.
I got that.
You got it? Wait, Ben, how's Halo 5? Tell everybody right now.
I haven't played it yet.
Wow.
Why are you going to buy a game?
I haven't even opened it.
Oh my goodness. Get out of here.
He doesn't even own an Xbox.
I did.
wait, hold on. You just bought the new Halo 5. You can play any game. You haven't played it yet. You got it in your car.
And he
wrapped
says
up.
Mario.
No, it's like, at the house, sitting on the Xbox.
And you're going to go play Mario. Gosh.
Yeah.
What?
Because the classics are better.
Oh, what? Man. You haven't even played Halo 5. You can't make a judgment on it.
Well,
so,
is that a fallacy?
I don't know. Probably. Everything's a fallacy. I play Destiny. Man, I love Destiny.
Are you actually going to get to play tonight?
Maybe.
Nope.
Did I talk about my marathon training last week?
Yeah.
No. On the show?
You did.
So, I hadn't, last week, Monday was the start. We record on Monday. So, I'm a procrastinator. So,
yes,
there's three times a week, and then there's a bonus one if you're, like, some overachiever or something.
A
so,
bonus?
Yeah. So
training?
If you were
a bonus?
I know, right? Why would you call it running more bonus?
Well, here you go. Go run some more.
So Monday, we did the show. I had stuff that night. Couldn't do it. Tuesday, same thing. Wednesday, we have church all day. I was going to run that night, but then I didn't get home until after 1, so I'm like, I can't run now. Thursday's my day off, so I was like, oh, I'll do some stuff. I take my daughter to the doctor. I do some other stuff. I'm like, oh, I didn't get to it. So then I have 3 days, right? So that means I got to run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's the worst.
So Friday, we like watched movies with our kids because it was Halloween Eve. So Friday night, my wife goes to bed. It's 11 o'clock. I'm like, I got to go run. So I did. I went out. I did my first marathon training. It was the scariest thing because I'm like running at night. I'm listening to a podcast. They're talking about scary video games. I'm like, oh man, I'm out here by myself. I'm dressed in dark. I'm getting run over. And then in front of me in the road, something huge runs across the cross street that I'm about to get to. My heart rate was already enough because I'm a fat guy running. And then I'm like, bah!
And then he turns around and runs the other way.
Yeah, so I thought it was a dog, and I was like, oh, that's the... It was a deer. It was a giant deer with antlers running, a buck, just running. So, good thing I have a gun, and I shot it. Just kidding. I don't shoot guns. All right. But it was scary. So then I've done my three. So today's my day of rest. I did three in a row with my legs. I could barely stand up.
You did it yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I had to do 3 days in a row. So, I'm about to run a marathon. In like 6 months, so it's a half marathon. But okay,
that's
my worldview. My worldview's changing. Not really. All right, thanks everybody for tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder episode 31. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
I'm Ben.
I'm Adrian.
Thanks for listening. Anything? Any other things? All right. Sorry. Oh, bye. All right. Magic.
Podcast Viewfinder.